learn out of every parasha. I feel like we learned this a bit of. I end up just speaking ideas, Kimat, just because out of a rotzen to share with you some basic nekudas in the sugi, but in the parasha. Can't encourage more. Every Talmud, every Bocher, every Jew has to learn parasha. Chumash Rashi, the Shabbos b'Shabbat, it takes time, but Adarav, that's what we have time for. Shnai Mikra, it's a besides being a chiyuv, Takonas Chazal, Lemaise, going through a parasha well is a tremendous maftech for Yiddishkeit. I'll add another nekuda l'machshava, which is a very true point. The Rebbe who taught me in this room in the second year Yeshiva Ketana, Ben Sion Shapira, he once said an idea which I didn't appreciate at the time how true it was, but he said a very strong point. He told us, young Bochrim, you have high shivas in life. And he says, I'm sure in your mind you think it's so important. Of course, you all, it's important to learn Musa, so you all have in your mind that you'll keep to a Musa Seder for the rest of your life on some level. He says, life practically, most guys don't end up having a Musa Seder. He says, but let me give you a mafteach that makes a major difference in a person's life on the mahalach of a Musa Seder. He says, Musa Seder, tremendous inspiration. And Avada, if a person keep a Musa Seder throughout his life, no matter what, every day to learn a bit of Musa, it's a wonderful thing. He says, but Lamaisa, love Davka, that's going to happen. But I'll tell you, hopefully, what definitely will happen. You're all going to be Erlich Jews, and you're all going to daven 3 times a day. You train yourself at a young age to daven properly, and use davening as a hechatimtza, where it's supposed to be, avoid the shabalev zuy tefillah to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening. You're going to daven 3 times a day. That itself can be a tremendous inspiration for life. It's its own Musa Seder, so to speak. You'll be davening 3 times a day. Train yourself at a young age. Davening should be meaningful. Davening should be a full davening. You'll have an anchor of a closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have that continuous inspiration throughout life. Al zeh derech, on the same train of thought, I want to tell you the same thing of Chumash, Parshas HaShavua. Praise Hashem, you'll be listening to Kriyas HaTorah for the rest of your life. Be makbid, not just to be Yotzei Zayin, Shnayim Mikra Vechav Targum, which is also something that you should be makbid, but if you train yourself at a young age to make Chumash, once Parshas HaShavua, a Seder Kavua by you to properly go through the Parsha, there's so much Torah, so much Hashkofa, so much Yahadus, Judaism, that you'll get every week from Parshas HaShavua if you can train yourself to it. Shimu v'tchinav shalem. Begin with a lam de shavuot. Could we have shared it with you already once? I never thought this would ever happen to me. When I was younger, I observed that people who are a bit older sometimes can tell the story to the same person twice. I thought to myself, it's like so mufka that I won't remember if I told someone a story or not. I mean, it will never happen to me. I don't think I'm old, but it is happening to me. And in a sense, many times, I don't remember which Talmidim I took. Some ideas I could have said 20 times. And then I asked the bar, you never heard this from me? He says, no, you never said this. I said, I never spoke about this. So, the Maisa, sometimes I'll repeat myself. There's a lomdish yisod, but Parsha Shavua, I think it's very yisodistic and lomdish to share. Could be I shared it with you, and if not, if I did, I'm mismanaged for the chiddush. I spoke to you about the Beis Halevi and the din of Omer Lohem, the din of Kol Rom, Babirkas Koyanim. Okay. The famous Beis Halevi. Halacha is as they. Shteit in Pasuk, Vaydabe Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Dabe Laharin Relbonov, who's that? Gadi and all of his shevet. And I think you're the only coin we have. Okay. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu telling the Bonov, the descendants of Aharon? Koi, Savoruch Hu, as Bnei Yisrael, Omar Lohem. Birkas Koyanim. We have a tremendous avtocha. We hear in Eretz Yisrael, we should always chap a rain. The Pasuk says, V'somu Hashmi al Bnei Yisrael, Vani Avorachim. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us that the Koyanim, they'll be masing their shame on Bnei Yisrael, and I will bless them. Okay. Let's say there's a Koyan who... his horse and his vocal cords aren't working properly, in the sense he can't say Birkas Kohanim out loud. Could he be yoy to the din of Birkas Kohanim with a Shemea Kohen? He'll go up to the Duchen together with another Kohen who has a powerful voice, and he says, listen Yitzi, I'm hoarse today, I can't say the Birkas Kohanim loud enough. I'll say it quietly, or I won't say it. I'll listen to your Birkas Kohanim. I'll stand there, I'll shake according to all the minhagim and the movements, I'll do it all. Rabbi Yoitze, midin shemei koine, you're amir of Birkas Koyanim. Zog the Beis Halevi, it's not shaykh. You can't be Yoitze Birkas Koyanim from shemei koine. Why? Zog the Beis Halevi as it. There's a halacha to sugyan soita, the sugya of Birkas Koyanim, that Birkas Koyanim needs to have an amir of a kol rom, out loud. Birkas Kohanim has to be spoken out loud. What's learned out from Amor Lohem? What's Amor Lohem? It's not that there's a din Amira on the Koyin. The Koyin has to make an Amira, has to say it. The halach is Amor Lohem. Say it that they should hear. Say it out loud. You're standing up by the Aron Kodesh. The guy who's sitting all the way back next to the Mashgiach's door, the Mashgiach over there at the end of the Bismedrish, he should hear you. He's Bechlal the Om HaMizborech, Amor Lohem. You have to say it loud enough that the guy all the way in back of his medrash could hear you. That's the din of Amor Lohem. Tell it to them. That's Halach of Kol Rom. Zog the Beis Halevi. You can be Yoytze Shemei Koine, but it's as if you did it Belachash. What makes it that you it's Namira B'Kol Rom? You can't be Yitzin Amir B'Kol Rom with a Shema Koine. More or less, Ad Kan Divrei the Beis Halevi. It's in the Beis Halevi in Chumash, between Parshas Vayechi and Shmois. He has in Yoni Chanik and in Yoni Mishoinim. He has this word. It says, V'lo Yodiv Hach Koin HaShemeya. This Koin HaShemeya is not Odiv from Imhoyo Oimer Mefurish Bepeh. Rak Belachash Dulo Yotzo. The Koyin who says the Birkas Kohanim Belachash is not Yoytze. Okay. So he says, because this halach of Kol Rom, in certain Lamed Ches, can't be Yoytze with Shemea Koyin. There's a famous Kasha that the Velt asks on his Beis Halevi. That seemingly it's not true. And when you yaitz a Shema Koine, it's only as if you said the words. Hari the halacha is, you yaitz a Shema Koine with all the pirtei dinim that the Omer has along with the Amira. Example. One person makes Kiddush. He's been kaim the mitzvah of Zochreyu. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. Zochreyu Al Hayayim. There's a din to say Zechiras Dvorim V'Kiddush, to speak out the Shvach of Shabbos, together with the Bechir of Klal Yisrael, and the Matana that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, and it was Mekadosh us from all the other nations, through Shabbos and through other mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of Zochreyu, Zechiras Kiddush, and Shvach of the day, Alayayim. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Alayayim. Okay. When we're Yoytze Shema'a Koine, there's one Mekadosh, and he's might see 150 people in Kiddush Alayayim. What do you... Your Yoytze, his Amira. Shema'a is Koine. Shema'a is as if you said it. But how is it Alayayim? He's holding the Becher. And Halach is your and he drinks. And your Yoytze, even if you don't drink, there's a mitzvah Te'im Alechatchila. But it's a Lechatchila Dikim mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Te'im Alechatchila Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, each person is supposed to be Te'im. But it's a mitzvah. Me'iker Adin, even if a person is not Te'im or he can't be Te'im, he's still Yoytze. He's Yoytze Shema Koine with Amir Layayin of the Mekadesh. What's the Hesper? How? Because Shema'a Koine, it's not as if Shema'a, it's as if he spoke. Rather, Shema'a Koine means that the Shema'a is Yoytz in the mitzvah, just like the person who spoke. Just like the Oine. Exactly. It's its own entity, just like Gufais is an entity. The Shema'a is Yoytz in the mitzvah of the Oine. And just like the Amir of the Oine was Alakoi, so to his Ani is Alakoi. Maritz Geyu says the same Yesod. There's a Chiv Maritz Geyu going in, whether someone who's Yoytze davening Shema'a Koine from the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur. Maritz Geyu asks, does he have to bow by Moedim? Or does he have to bow by Mogen Avrom? By the Kriyos and Nishtach Avoyos? Does he have to take three steps after davening and make the Kriyos and Nishtach Avoyos? Zok the Ritz Geyus, just like the Chazan is Moitzi, the Shemeya, in his Tefillah, so too he is Moitzi him with his Kriyos and his Hishtach Avoyos. Because when he's Shemeya Koine, he's Shemeya the Tefillah, and he's Yoitze the whole Tzuras HaTefillah. Same thing, where Yoitze Parsha Zohar, a kriya mitoich haksav from the balkoira, or where yotze megillah. Megillah has to be mitoich a kosher megillah. A shemeya that doesn't have megillah and klaf in front of him. He's shemeya koine. But what's shemeya koine? It says he only has a chumash. He doesn't have a kosher a klaf that he's reading from. So he says, if he said it, but Mechatesi he said it mitoich haksav. There's a din mitoich haksav. Elamai is his yoytze in the amir of the oine, and the oine was mitoich haksav. So too he's mitoich haksav. The balkoyer read it mitoich hakosher sefer Torah. The parsha Zohar. It says, if I read it mitoich hakosher sefer Torah, that's the get of shemei koine. Posh, absolutely, that's the truth. So the Velt has a question. So Shemeya is like the Oine. Like the Oimer himself. And just like the Oimer himself said it b'kol rom, so too, the Shemeya, it says he's Yoytze with that person's Amira. So he should be Yoytze with his Amira of kol rom. While the Yesod of the Kasha is good, because it's true. It's true that Shemeya Koine, you're Yoytze with his, with all the tzdodi, dinim tzdodim of the Amira. And I'll explain it in Lomdus also, we have to appreciate. You only say Shema Koine and mitzvahs which are connected to an Amira. You don't say Shema Koine, there's no way a person won in mitzvah shebegufa, let's say. In Anochas Tefillin, in shaking lulav. It's only mitzvahs which are mitzvahs of Amira. Shofar, it's a very unique, special halacha shofar. Gedder, the Trivus Rambam, famous Trivus Rambam. The Shmoya kol shofar, you make a bracha on the Shmoya and the Tzkiya, okay. But it's only mitzvahs of Amira, or shofar, it's clear that you yet within Shemei HaKoina also. But it's only mitzvahs which are mitzvahs of an Amira, mitzvahs of a Shmiya. Mitzvahs of Amira, I should say, that you yet in Shemei HaKoina. So how taka are you yaitza with the kriyas and the hishtach avoyis of the chazan? What's taka pshat? What's taka pshat that you yaitza? The kiddush on the kois, it's not on the kois. The gedur is very poshut. Because it's a mitzvah of amira on the kois. It's a mitzvah of tefillah, it's a mitzvah of amira with these details, with hishtach avoyah, with this kriya. But it's an enhancement of the amira, so to speak. The amira has to be done with this. The kiddush on the kois has to be done with this. So avad, the lomdus is pure lomdus, it's true. By uns in Mishpacha, we answer the Beis Halevi. I say we answer it because it's Poshut, that the Welt didn't begin to understand it, Beis Halevi. The Kasha doesn't even begin. Avad, the Beis Halevi is masking to the Yisod. The first time I heard the Kasha, I heard it as if it's a machlokes between the Beis Halevi and the person who asked the Kasha, the Welt, that shtuyot. And the Yisod of the Makshim is absolutely true. The Vort, the Beis Halevi, is a different Nekuda. The halacha, what's the halacha of Kol Rom, as I mentioned when I mentioned the halacha of Kol Rom, is learned out of Amor Lohem. It's not a tnai in the Amira. If there would be a din Amor Lohem, like it's an that it's just the halacha of Kol Rom, that you have to say it with a certain level of a voice, then of course you could be Yetzir Shemeh Ko'ina on Kol Rom. Because that's a detail of the Amira, which you yoytze. Just like Kiddush is ala kois. But the halach of Amor Lohem is not that it's how loud you have to say it. It's not an amount of loudness. It's not a certain decibel amount of sound, a certain level of sound voice has to come out from the koyen. There's a sheer kizayis by matzah. The heft of a mitzvah of an esrig needs to be a share of a kibetzah. So you'll say that there's a din of that the amir of the coin has to be in a certain shear of a sound level called rom. Nein. If that would be true, then it could be a shemek coin. The word of called rom, the birkes koyanim, is a din, is not just learnt out from the Amor Lehem. That's the tzur of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is kois vachos bnei Yisrael amar lahem. The mitzvah isn't to say a koil, to say an amira, to stand there, to stand in a certain place in shul and have an amira of words. The mitzvah is amar lahem, bless them, tell it to them. And that the Beis Halevi says you can't do with the shema koine. The mitzvah isn't specifically a mitzvah amira. It's a mitzvah of amar lahem, to tell it to them. It's not a certain level of koil that's needed, of kol rom. Rather, the tzur samitzvah is amar lohem. It's eisen, push it. I remember last time, when I spoke this out, a bocher asked me, Rebbe, so does that mean, what you're saying is not that it's a din of kol rom, you have to say it loud. It means that the people in shul have to hear. I said, absolutely. He says, what do you mean? So he says, so if it's a small shul and everyone could hear, if he says it low, he can say low. Just on that they should hear. And if it's a massive man, she mamash has to use his full power in his voice. I said, absolutely, you got it, kid. Bid you, because to good fashtanin. If there's a din of Amor Lahem, of Kol Rom, there's a shir. What is Rom? Rom is azei hoich. It's such a darg of loudness. It's a different. That's not the din of Kol Rom. The din Kol Rom is that it has to be an amira to them. That's the vort. And in Chanami, of course, he's right. Good verstanden. If it's a small bris medrash and sound carries well, and if he says it in a whisper but loud enough that everyone in shul heard him, he was mekayim his din of Amor Lahem. And if it's a big base magician, he has a crowd of 800 people, he has to use his full force, fill his lungs and go for it. And give it all he got. Emor lohem. That's the mitzvah. Push it. No. Of course not. What do you mean? Two kayanim? Because he has to make an Amor Lohem. The kayan who's been Yoyza Shemai Kayan, it's as if he said it. Good. But he didn't tell it to them, to the people. That's the vort. It's not the mitzvah is to have the people hear it from him, to bless the people. So the second kayan is as if he said it. And more than that, it's as if he said it with a booming voice. But he said it with a booming voice that wasn't heard. Meaning, it's not the sheer in the voice. It's the whole mitzvah is Amar Lahem, and that's not a mitzvah that you could be Yetzin Shema Koine. Shema Koine is if there's a din amira. Over here it's not a din amira. It's a din amira Lahem, to them. Yes.
One can be that the Koine says it very loudly. His Koine is loud, and it's also heard.
It's not a tnai. It's the mitzvah itself. It's not a tnai. If it would be a tnai in the amira that it also has to be heard, you're right. If it would be just like there's a tnai in tefillah that you have to be koreya by Mogen Avraham, so you mekayim that. Because that's a tnai in tefillah. Tefillah has to be verbally requested, together with a tnai of bowing, a certain amount of bowings, taking a certain amount of steps, walking in a certain fashion, standing in a certain way. But that's a tnai in the amira. Birkas Kayanim is not a tnai in the Birkas Kayanim. It's not that besides saying it, you have to be heard. The mitzvah is to tell it to them, to bless them. The mahus of the mitzvah isn't the mitzvah's amira. Just like you can't be yoitz shemei koin and mitzvah's tefillin, it's a mitzvah shebegufoi, it's not a mitzvah's amira. So too, birkas koyanim, you can't be yoitz with a shemei koin, because the mitzvah is an amira, lohem, to them. And that you can't do with a shemei koin. It's the not the tnai in the mitzvah, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is koisav orchos bnei Yisrael amar lehem, to bless them. They have to have it told to the people, to bless the people. So the Kohen who's Shemaya, at best is as if he had an Amira. And he had an Amira b'kol rom with a booming voice. If the din of Amar Lahem was a Tanai, then your question is valid. But it's not a Tanai in the Amira. It is the mitzvah itself. It's the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Amar Lahem, to bless them. Daber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Parsha begins. Nosoi esroish bnei Gershon gam heim. The base of voisom the mishpachoisom gam heim. What is gam heim? So previous parsha, parsha's Bamidbar finished off. Nosoi esroish bnei Kohos. That was the last parsha. Shvi. Mitoch bnei Yisrael. Mitoch bnei Levi, the mishpachos mivzavoisom, and what should the minion? How should you make the minion? Miben shloish mshono v'malo, va'ad ben chamish mshono, kol bolatz latzovol asis melocha bo'il moyed. Okay. Nase es rosh bnei kohos. Comes the next parasha. Nase es rosh bnei gershon gam heim. They also the beis avoisom mishpachosom. Miben shloish mshono v'malo ad ben chamish mshono. What's the emphasis? Gamheim? Favos nisht? So Rashi says, Kemoshe tzivizich al bnei kohos. In the previous parasha, Lira is kama yeshigul chalavod, you should also be mine with him. Yeah, but what's is the emphasis on gamheim? What's the chiddush tosefes? So take the next parasha. Bnei memrorim nishpachoysam leveis avoysam tifkadoysam. Glach gizok, straight and set to the point. What's the chiddush over here that we have to make the emphasis also them? Zogt Reb Moshe Zeir Poshet. The mass of Bnei Kohos was Avodas HaKodesh Aleim Bakosef Yisol. That one. The Bnei Kohos, they had the Oroim. They had the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They had the Kelim, they had the Menorah HaTahorah. They have the Avodas, the Klei HaKodesh. The Kelim that have the most Kedusha to them. The minion of Bnei Kohos, for their Avodah, the unique Avodah of Bnei Kohos is Avodah, they took the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chalakim of the Mishkan was the most holiest. The Kodesh HaKadosh. Over there, the minion is Ben Shleishim Shona Ad Ben Chamishim Shona. But I would think that, let's see, over here, by Noses Resh Bnei Gershon, they take the Kroshim of the Mishkan. The Yerios. The outer Chalakim of the Mishkan is not as holy as the Kodesh HaKadosh. I would think that their minion should be different. I should think that their minion maybe isn't Ben Shleishim Shona Ad Ben Chamishim Shona. Kamash Malon, that there's no difference. Their minion is also Ben Shleishim Shona Ad Ben Chamishim Shona. Kol Abol Itzvay Tzova L'Avoid Avoid Aboyel Moid is the same minion. The Moshe says there's a tremendous Hashkofa that the Torah is teaching us. First of all, there's the Hashkofa by Bnei Kos. The Bnei Kos were from Ben Shleishim Shon to Ben Chamishim Shon. We could think, Harei, Oren was Noises Noisov. The Oren carried those who carried it. It didn't need any effort inside the Koyan. Chazal tell us, Faker. It carried those who were carrying it. It was a miraculously phenomenon that those who carried the Oren were carried with the Oren. It's not that they carried the Oren. They held the Oren on their shoulders and they went along. And they were carried along as the Oren cruised on the way. Says Rav Moshe, I found this interesting, Rav Moshe, the godless of Rav Moshe to be able to say this on his own, he says, and it's poshut that all the other kelim that had also weren't as Kodesh, but they also didn't take much to carry, he says, because of their Kedusha. Seemingly that they also, it wasn't Mamsh Noises Noisev maybe, but it was Poshet that they didn't weigh, and they didn't have to be carried according to their weight. Okay. He says, I would think that maybe it doesn't need from Ben Shloshim Ad Ben Chamishim. Zotir Moshe, just like those who carry the Yerios with the Kroshim, that is much, much heavier, and that didn't have the unique Kedusha and Nes of the Oren or on the level of the Kelim that the Kelim had. Mitzad the Gavra, the Avodah has to be the same. And Mimele, they also are only Ben Shloshim Ad Ben Chamishim. Edavton, Vaser Edavton. Hagam that the Oren is Noises Noisov, and it's carried on its own, and it carries those who carry it. But a person has to know, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from him his input. And even if it seems like he's not needed, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do that which he has to do. And therefore, it's been Ben Shloshim Shana Ad Ben Chamishim Shana as well. The same Kminyan Hashonim of those who carry the Atzei HaMishkan and the Yerias. The next Nekudah Nashkof is Zok Promotion. That's what our parish is trying to make an emphasis. Noses Resh Bnei Gershon Gam Hein. They're also the same. He says. One of the greatest Yeridus that people have, and sometimes even Ad Kedei Kach that it could be a cause for them to go out from Derech, is when they don't appreciate the individual chashivas of what they're doing on their level. So sometimes an individual feels, well, I can't be a big Talmud Chacham. I'm not shaykh to be a serious Talmud Chacham. So what? I can learn Ein Yankiv. I can learn Mishnayas. Could be part of a Daf Yomi Shir and have some structure following something. But I can't really learn up a sugya. And therefore, learning is not for me. I'm not shaykh to it. And sometimes in Inyari Yiddishkeit also, well, I can't be this big tzaddik. So I might as well be like the Hamayin Amcho. I'll keep mitzvahs Torah. If I'll begin being medaktik on myself, I slip all the time. I'm not shaykh to be from those who are mamish, nishmar and their kodosh, that they're never nichshal in kala like a chamura. And the chamura is, I try to be careful, and the kala is, it happens to me anyway. So what's the, you know, a person loses his awareness to be a pachad of a chait, because he says, anyway, I'm not matzliach. Says those are tree for machshava. A person has to know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's yoker to him the avoid of every single individual basher hu shom. And just because he can't be the Gadol Hador doesn't mean that his limud haTorah on his level isn't very important, very special. It is. Just because he's not a Torah of a Kodesh in all areas, it doesn't mean that every single time that he's perish from doing something wrong, that it's not very, very special. Every mitzvah that a person does is very, very special, very unique. Every person has to do what he has to do according to his madrega. Says B'nai Gershon could have felt, well, we're not as choshev as B'nai Kos. We're taking the Kroshim, we're not taking the Oroi. Maybe the minion should be different. Maybe over there the meaning doesn't have to be from Ben Shloshim and Ben Chamishim, that those are the prime, best years of maturity, of a greatness of a person. And then when he still is Bektokpoi, Bekoicha, he's not old. Maybe only the Oroin and Kalim Bnei Kos are Ben Shloshim and Ben Chamishim Shalom. Heicha Teisa Bnei Gershon also. Das kommt der Post. Gnosse ist Yosh Bnei Gershon. Gam Heim. Every yochid has to do his tafkid, and there's a chashivus and a tremendous chashivus for the avodah of every single individual. And avad bnei Gershon can't think, well, by us we're any different than the bnei, we're different than the bnei Kos, we're lesser dagger than bnei Kos. It's not true. Kol echad lefum was expected from him to do. Bnei Gershon is supposed to do their job. Bnei Kos is supposed to do their job, and the minyan, they're both nimne. From Ben Shlishim Shona ad Ben Chamishim Shona. Yeah. Posh. The Chiddush is already said. Nochdem, we have the parish of Bnei Levi. You've heard so much from me on Bnei Levi, but it's still never enough. I still have to tell myself more about Bnei Levi. So, midi gezochin nafshei zochin amir lechavrei. Rambam, we all know, why are Bnei Levi Bnei Levi? Because they're mufrash or muvdal for avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they have a tafkid of being marbitz Torah b'Yisrael. And they have a tafkid. And that tafkid puts demands on them. They have to live a higher lifestyle. There's much more expected from them. And therefore, they don't go out to war with everyone else. They don't go out to be Oisik in Yonei Olam Hazeh. They're not Noitel from the Biza either. When Klal Yisrael get to split from the Sholol, from the Umas Olam, that they were Koivish, Bnei Levi doesn't get a chelik from them. Bnei Levi doesn't get a chelik of an Anachla B'chal in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem unachalosa. He can't be involved in mundane, day-to-day tafkidim. Why? Because he's muvdal. He has a greater purpose, and he can't get distracted from his purpose. He can't get distracted from his mitzvah. His purpose is to be marbitz Torah and Klal Yisrael. Yoru mishpatecha leYaakov. To teach the Einik Lach, the Jews, the Jewish nation, their heritage, to make sure that they get what they're supposed to get. And it needs a shevet to teach it to them. And that shevet has to be devoted for their job, to do an honest, good job, to do a Yerem Mishpatech Yaakov, to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, to inspire Klal Yisrael, to show them their heritage. And they can't get distracted. Baruch Hu has put us through a very hard galus. But the galus has been very hard. The challenges has been very hard. On a level of the nation, I feel bad phrasing it that way, but the truth, we have to know the truth. If we'll view Klal Yisrael as a nation, we've drifted away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a national level. On a national level, just like there's a phrase in the Pasuk, and that happened. It happened before in history, and it happened in the times of Tanakh still. The Haftar of Parshas Emor, HaKoyanim Alevim Bnei Tzodok, Asher Shomer Mishmarti B'Ta'ois Bnei Yisrael Me'olai. When Bnei Yisrael, they were toye from me. When they went away, they went astray from me. It's painful to say, but the truth has to be said. Well, Bnei Yisrael today, in year 5,778 for the creation of the world, around 3,300 years from the Brisbane Absorum, honestly, we have to say, B'toiz Bnei Yisrael Me'olai. As a nation, we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We deserted him. We threw him out. We left him. On a national level, we don't keep Shabbos. On a national level, the descendants of Avram Yitzchak Yankiv who are living here in Eretz Yisrael don't have a problem in inviting a world championship, the Giro d'Italia of bicycles, of cycling, to be done on Shabbos here in Yerushalayim, in a horrific Chilul Shabbos, in a horrific Chilul Hashem. Nebuch. That's the nation. That's us today. That's the way we look on a national level. We're in a matzav of b'toyz b'nei Yisrael mi'olai. We left the Kodesh Baruch. We deserted him. He gave us Shabbos. We don't keep it. We're mechal Hashem Shemayim on a national level to the world. The media going crazy over this whole Giro d'Italia is what? To show the beauty of the nation of Israel, how to show through sports how to see how regular we are, how what a nice nation we are, to show the beauty of Israel to the nations of the world through sports. The government is spending a fortune on this. As this is going to bring peace to the world, to show the, so to speak, normalcy of the Jewish nation, Klapi the Umas Olam. We also know how to ride bicycles. The stupidity of all of that, we're throwing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Messiah of what we have. To what? To be like an Italian guy who knows how to ride, who has championships and bicycles. We're also Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael, Nebuch. There's no greater throwing a HaKadosh Baruch Hu out the window. And it's, I'm giving this one little horrific, minute example, but it goes in every single, as a nation, we left a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we threw him out. Now, as I said before, we've gone through horrific years of galus that brought all of this about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected us to stand up to the challenge, which we didn't on a national level, stand up to the challenge, and we fell away. Those of us, the remnant, who are still chavuka udvuka boch, those of us who are still willing to die for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know how special it is to be part of the Brisbane Absorim, to be this unique nation. We're a handful. How many Shemir Shabbos out of 12 million Jews are there? And when I say, how big is this one shevet of Jews today who still cherish the bris, who are part are from those Bnei Tzod, similar to the Bnei Tzodok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to them in the Pasuk, that they remain faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toiz Bnei Yisrael me'olai, when Bnei Yisrael went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many are we? How many Jewish Jews who appreciate the bris and want to be and truly yearn to the closeness, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be part of the bris? A 12th of Klal Yisrael. We're 1 million. Halavai. We have a tafkid. If back then you had to be from Shevet Levi to be part of the tafkid, today, the tafkid, the ultimate matziv, even when Klal Yisrael is a chavuka or dvuka boch, Klal Yisrael with a migdosh, with a mishkon, misavla mishkon yachanu, together with daily mon, with the be'er of Miriam, together with the gilui shechina of the Anani HaKovod, even then you need one shevet to be totally devoted to teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yom Shvitach Yaakov Yisrael Eschen Yisrael. Kal v'chomer b'meneshel kal v'chomer. Today, we're all Shevet Levi. This, if back then you needed one out of 12 Shvatim to be totally devoted to the Tafkid in order to keep the bris on a national level, how much more is that for us today? The Shevet of Shemri Shabbos today, the Shevet of Shemri Torah Mitzvahs today, we're mechuyev not just to think of ourselves. We're mechuyev on a national level to be marbitz Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yom Mishpatech on Yaakov Torah to Yisrael. Each and every one of us has a tafkid. Hacholash yemer giborani. And just like Ramosha, in this word that I said, and Ramosha, the Dorash Moshe is full with this concept. A person should never say, I'm klein, I'm small. Every person has to realize he has a tremendous capability of teaching Torah. We have to become the biggest Tamil Chacham we can become. We have to become the biggest Marbitza Torah that we can become. Every Yochid has to be a Shevet Levi today. Because that's exactly what. Today, a 12th of Klal Yisrael, or even less than that, our Shemri Mishmeres Hashem who truly cherish the Brisbane Absorim, the connection that we're the Am HaNivchar, who cherish the fact that we're an Am Zgula, who are Shayach B'chal to this. We have a tremendous tafkid. A person can't just say, well, I'll be an Erlich Jew and I'll do my best to be Chavuk and Dovuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my own life. That's the minimum. But there's a tafkid you have. There's an Arevus you have. For the bris. We're all Shevet Levi. That's the circumstances. Our parents who raised us to continue the bris, no matter how horrific and materialistic the world around us deteriorated, we owe it to those who imbued in us the values of Judaism, the previous generations Mesiras Nefesh, who we stand in their zchus. The Rashi always says, you never can find every single Baal Tshuva who had his zchus to come back. It's because there were Zaydis back there, there were grandparents, they're descendants of generations of who were Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave up their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if some generations skipped and there were generations who went away, but in the zchus of those who were Moser Nefesh, they came back. You never find someone who just came out from the blue, from nowhere. We owe it to our Zaydis, we owe it to the generation of Mesiras Nefesh, that we're still the Shem Mishmeres HaBris, we have to be that Shevet Levi and continue that Mesorah. There's another two parshias here in this week's parsha that are put together. There's a parsha of Soita. A horrible story, but that's we have to know human reality. There is such a matzah. The chas v'shalom person is nichshal in horrific chait. Parsha of Soita. Immediately after that, there's another parsha of Nozir. Parsha of Nezirus. Lama nismecha, the two parshas together. Haraya Soita bekilkulo yazir atzme min ayayin. What's Nezirus? Why should a person be a nazir? Is there anything wrong with eating grapes? Absolutely not. Is there anything different between grapes and peaches? No. Is there anything wrong with eating peaches? No. But there's one issue. There's something called alcohol. Alcohol, which is made out of fermented grapes, wine, has in it a tzad of a miksha. There's a serious room for slipping, deteriorating one's spiritual level with connection to alcohol. It's not for nothing the Rishonim, right? Straight after the Parshas Noach, the Torah elaborates what happened to Noach after the Mabul. Vayishkor, Vayizgal, B'toy Chaholoy, and the whole this grace that happened to Noach, the Tzadik Tomim, the Tzadik Yisodoylo, the world survived in his chus, and he's the basis of the world after the Mabul. A Novi, Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to, what happened to him because of alcohol. Chazal, drinking wine for the sake of becoming shikr, or the sake of just being under an influence of alcohol, in the eyes of Chazal, is a dover mevuze and chomur ad ma'oid. It's not for nothing that the Rashiva is, I'll use the phrase, allergic to it. In the sense, you see how so chomur and chazal it is, and you take a see in a world that goes, hey, why? In a materialistic world, the dulling of this of the seichel and the senses that come from alcohol is something which lures people. People try to have a meshicha to knock themselves out, to lure their senses in the sense of become dulling their senses, dulling their seichel through alcohol. It's an isoyin today. It was an isoyin since the beginning of humanity. But like everything today is, so much, all the nisyonis today are so much greater. It's an isoyin today, so much greater also than probably ever was. That's the issue of nazir. What's a nazir? A nazir is poirish from yayin to be metaher and mekadish himself. To be always aware, to be mufash mechait. In a situation where a person has an nisoyin of arayis, and even if you're just exposed to arayis, arayis to be kilkulo, you've seen it. Exposed to the environment that shaykh to arayis, yazir atzme min ayayin. Take upon yourself nazirus, to be porush from anything that might come close to bring you not to be fully in consciousness, to be yirei chait. A person who's in an environment of chait is mechuyev to be much, much stronger, aware, to be nirchak, and to be afraid, and to be marchik himself from chait. Okay. Now there's another nekuda here by Parshas Nozir. Miyayin v'sheichor yazir. Choymitz yayin v'choymitz sheichor lo yishteh. Das verstehe ich. Yayin, Sheikhor. Man sagt auch so sich hirsch. Yayin verstehe ich. Yayin is old, is Yayin Yoshon. What's Sheikhor? Mach leik is, aber, how does Rashi, at the time, come teitsch Sheikhor? Mach leik is Tanoi. Sheikhor, what is Sheikhor? You know what Sheikhor is? Yo, yo, what's Sheikhor? What?
Trump?
No, miyayin v'sheichor yazir. He shouldn't have either yayin or he shouldn't have sheichor. Chaymetz yayin, chaymetz of wine or chaymetz of sheichor lo yishte. He shouldn't drink the chaymetz of wine or the chaymetz vinegar of sheichor. What's chaymetz of sheichor? What? fancy wine. Why is fancy wine called Sheikhana? V'chol mishras anovim lo yishte, anovim lachem v'yveshmeh. Says the Targum, mechamar chadat v'atik yizar. Yayin v'sheikhar is chamar chadat, new wine and old wine. What's new wine? What's old wine? Says Rashi, old wine is wine that makes you drunk. Shayayin meshaker kshu yoshon. And fresh wine doesn't make you drunk. What is fresh wine translated? How do we call fresh wine in English? Grape juice. It's also to drink wine or grape juice. Now what's wrong with grape juice? Grape juice should be like orange juice. It's not meshaker. It doesn't call drunkenness. What's wrong? What's wrong with orange juice? Apple juice? Why is grape juice any different? The kasha is so much stronger. Why can't you eat grapes? More than that, you can't even eat raisins. Anovim lachem v'yiveshim lo yoichal. Favos nish. Kol yemei nizroi mikol asher yasim migefen hayayim. Mecharzanim va'ad zog lo yoichal. You can't eat the pits, or you can't even eat the skins of grapes. And then there's a tar lo yava al roisha. You can't be metam lemeis. There's different gedorim of kedusha. Once a person is matfish himself on one level of kedusha, the Torah is mechayiv him. There's three aspects to nozer. He's also to be metam lemeis, and he's also to be to groom his hair. All the rishonim say, what's the yisod? It's a tosefes level of kedusha. Tosefes level of kedusha is mechayiv to be marchik from taivas olam hazeh. Specifically, things that could bring lidei arayis. There's two direct things that bring lidei arayis are getting drunk, which the yisod is not being fully aware in a matzav of awareness, being misrachik from chait. There's a certain lightness that a person gets when he drinks wine, and that can bring a person to arayis. And then there's also physical appearance. A person grooms his hair, kedarkom. Of human beings who want to look good, that has a side of danger in it, to be mekayev of a person to arise. And then there's the third thing, tumas meis, as the Netziv says. If a person allows himself to fall in a rut of depression, which having connection to a meis could bring a person, it could allow a person to fall, not be mechabed himself, and he can come to deichet through that. That's why your person has to be metayer and miskadish from these three aspects. The kasha is, but why can't you have mishras anovim? Why can't you have grape juice? Why can't you have any grapes? Why can't kol asher yasim migefen hayayim? So the Netziv tells on another halach. The Gemara tells us, schor amnirun lenezira lekarmo leitikrav. Go away. A nazir is not even supposed to walk into a kerem. The Gemara, where is that learned out from the Pasuk? The Pasuk says that a nazir is not supposed to walk into a kerem. He shouldn't walk through a kerem. Lamaisa, the Gemara refers, it's learned out, there's a story in Nach, we have another story in Nach, how Shimshon was walking with his parents. And he separated from them. They came to the Kromim. And the Pasuk doesn't describe too much, but he separated from them. He went on his own path. And the Pasuk describes how he found a dead lion. For those of you who learned Nach, you should learn Nach a bit. And he found there was a novella of a lion. And there was swarming with bees. Bees made a hive of dvash, of honey, in the novella of the Ari. It's all story over there. Gansa Maisa, he tasted from it, and then he took a bone. Afterwards, when he came back, he killed 1,000 plishtim with it. Okay, anyway. But the Gemara, the Pasuk describes how he separated from his parents. Why did he separate from his parents? So the Gemara tells us. The Pasuk says that they came to vineyards. The shortcut was to go through the vineyards. Shimshon was a nozer. Schar schar amrin al nazir. Tell the nazir, don't walk in to the vineyard. Now see how far the Torah is telling a person to go. Not the grapes over there are not going to be meshaker, but the Torah asks for the grapes. The Torah asks for the grapes. The Torah tells another, the nazir, don't walk into the vineyard b'chal. You might get distracted, forget where you are, and you'll pull off a grape and eat it. Nay. Don't walk in. Stay far away. Schar schar. Take the long route. Go all around. Okay. It's a chiddush. Zokt Nitziv. We find also in Chazal, by the Isra of Lifnei Iver, Lesit and Michshol, the Gemara discusses the halacha of Lifnei Iver, Hoshot as Yain to a Nazir. Someone hands a cup of wine to a Nazir. So the Gemara discusses if you're on one side of a river that he can pick it up himself, or if you're on two sides of a river where he can't reach it himself and it's only through you giving it to him. Says the Nitziv, we're not speaking about the guy putting the wine into the person's throat, into his mouth, feeding him the yayin. Speaking about just giving him the kois. You see from the words of Chazal, the way they phrased it, that it's wrong or even usur for a nazir to hold a cup of wine. From vu nemt, where's this issue taken from? Or where's this chiyuv of schor schor amirun nazir letikra? Where's this halacha that a nazir has to go around? So the Nitziv says it's meduik in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ish ki afli nindor neder nazir lhazir lahashem miyayin v'sheicho yazir chaymetz yayin v'chaymetz sheicho lo yishte. What's this lashon of yayin v'sheicho yazir? The pasuk should just drop that word and say yayin v'sheicho v'chaymetz yayin v'chaymetz sheicho lo yishte v'chaymetz yas anovim lo yishte anovim lachim v'eshin lo yoicha. There's an extra pasuk of yazir. What's the translation of yazir? Yud zayin yud reish. What? What?
Be careful.
Careful. What was the word you were using?
Caution.
Caution. Yeah. Caution. Yazir is caution. No. Yeah. Yazir. Yud Zayin Yud Resh. I'm wondering, is it maybe connected to that shirish? No, not caution. Yafrish. Be moved out. Separated. That's what a nazir. What is nazir? That's the sherish of nazir. Nun zayin yud resh is what? The sherish is probably yud zayin resh means separated. A nazir is separated from in yonei olam hazeh. He's taking a path of kedusha, of kiyafli. He's a pele. He's a chiddush. He's poirish from in yonei olam hazeh. He's mufrash. That's yazir is mufrash. So the pasuk is saying you have to have a special precious yain v'sheicho yazir. The precious isn't just that which is mafurish b'kro. The precious is don't even walk in. Don't even walk in to a kerem. There's a very famous Mesil Sisharim, very basic Mesil Sisharim. Mesil Sisharim says the Torah taught us by Nazir a lesson. That when something is usur, you don't just stay away from the issur itself. You stay away 10 steps away from the issur. You don't come close to the issur. But the Mesilas Shem, it's really a medrash. It's a medrash. He quotes this medrash. Says the medrash. Ata moitzei shtei parshiyos smuchos. You find two parshiyos next to each other. Parshas Nazir and Parshas Soita. The Parsha of Nazir and the Parsha of Soita. Hanadir Nozer Shalei Lishtos Yayin. The Nazir on his own takes a nether not to drink wine. Omar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Nadarto Shalei Lishtos Yayin Kedei Laharchik Atzmucha Min Ha'Aveira. Hoyel V'Nadarto Min Ha'Yayin. Since you were noida from Yayin, Hareini Milamedcha, I'll teach you Shalei Techta Lefonai. I'll teach you how you won't be a chayte. How? Omar le Moshe. Shmuel calls Moshe, tells him, Lamed li Yisrael Hilchas Nazirus. Go teach Kla Yisrael Hilchas Nazirus. Shenemar, Shmuel ordered Moshe, Ish kiyaf li lindor neder nozil azir, tell it to Kla Yisrael. and tell them, Miyain v'sheichor yazir mikol asher yo'asim migefen hayayin. They should be purged from anything that's made from grapes. V'kevon sheyasekach, tell them, hareyu kamalach. A human being could be miskadish like a malach. Kol yimei nizre, the Pasuk Baya says, kodeshu lashem, you kodesh tashem. Kimoy da'at Omar, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, ilu iyer v'kadish, which is referring to the malach. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al toymar, hoyl v'osu li lishtamish b'isho, harini toifso v'ein li ovoin, oy sh'ani megafifo v'ein li ovoin. I'm only going to touch her. But the Torah answered only Arayas itself. Harini noishko v'ein li ovoin, omar l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishayin, just like she'im noda nozir shelo lishtes yayin osir lechol anovim lachem v'yeveshim. Just like if a nozir who took a neder not to drink wine, he's osir to eat grapes or raisins. Umishras anovim v'chol hayoytze migefen hayayin af isha she'ina shalcha osir liga bo kol ikar she'ken shloim o'imer. Brings the pasuk in Mishlei. These two parashas next to each other. Parashas Nozir, parashas Soita, Shem Doimes Zu Lezu. And Isha Shena Shalei brings Misa, death to the world. So too, if a person is Mishtaker, he brings death. Okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Lashon, the Medrash here is so sweet. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to be Nechshal in drinking wine? Let me teach you how. Hareini milamed choshloi techto. Tells Moshe Rabbeinu, give him the halachas. What's the halachas? Don't eat grapes. Don't eat raisins. A person has to be marchik. Midoraisit in Isser Gomer. Every mitzvah has the reasons behind the mitzvah as we use. There's a gedarim of halacha. Why Shein and regular potter? But at the end of the day, there's the gedar halacha gedar. There's halacha of Mishras Anovim. Mishras Anovim includes the sugyas in the third parak of Psochim, Blia. A pot that was used for grape compote has in a Blia. We learn the halacha of Blia is out of Mishras. Halacha of Tam Ki Iker. And Mishras. The Gidra halacha is so a nozir with a kezais of grapes or kezais of raisins gets Malkus. The reason is precious, shkoyach. And there's no more precious in grapes than in peaches. But at Kama, you're misrachik from alcohol. You want to be misrachik from alcohol. The way to be misrachik is, go 10 steps. The Araisa gave you an iser of grapes, raisins, tam ki iker, no shaykhis to alcohol. Oh, but it can bring. You take 10 steps. It's 10 steps away from it. You take 10 steps. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll teach you there's another parsha called Parsha Soito. You don't just say, well, I'm not going to be nichshal in arayos. You take 10 steps away from it. And more than that, as the Mesillas Yeshayahu points out, there's two mitzvahs uniquely, that there's in the mitzvah itself, there's a chiyuv harchok et midoraisa. There's a chiyuv harchok et midoraisa. Leisikruv ulegali serva. According to the Rambam, it's a Daraisa Dikidin. Of what? Kirvita Arayas. Kirvita Arayas, according to Rambam, is a separate love, which you get Malkus for, according to Shittas Rambam. Weiter. It's better than grapes. Nene. Oh, but you take this step, whoops, goes weiter. And even according to the Ramban, he learns it's a din go. It's aloha gemur, but he says it's not a separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. Whatever the gedorim are, and with that you can get into philosophical issues and the Maharals, and which is what level of a drush it is, what's expected from the person to darshan himself, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, as we spoke, Erev Shavuos, etc. Oh, but the mitzvah is all the same. Look at the beauty of this halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, he tells this yochid, this individual who wants to be Metayr Miskadesh, Alamedcha, let me teach you how. I'll teach you how not to be choy telefonai. I'll give you the halachas. You take 10 steps away from chet. Just like we find by Nazir, it's so far the chiyuv of Nazir, not just to be purish from grapes. Ad kedekach, the Torah uses an extra lotion of yazir. The Chazal darshan from that, you don't hold a cup of wine. You don't walk in a vineyard. You might grab a grape. Arise is the same. You don't go into the kerem. There's a halacha, the Gemara says. You're not allowed to walk. The Gemara speaks about tanoim. Tanoim, they're not holy people like Reb Moshe Feinstein. They're not like the Vilna Gaon. They're burning angels from Kedusha. And the Torah and the Gemara says that they were walking and they were passing next to a place where there was an Isha Zayna. And they said, oh, there's an Isser. Pesach Beisaloi Sikrav. They crossed the street, not to go next to the door of the house. Tzedin, halach, Pesach Beisaloi Sikrav. Weiter, to be marchik from chet. That's true for Tanoim Namuroim, Kalvachoim is shaykh to us. I don't know if Tanoim Namron would be able to live in year 2018 with such a halacha almost. I mean, but the Torah demands us to keep exactly the same Torah, like them. Also, we have to be mekayim le Pesach Beis Alei Sikrav. The world is one big world of a Dora Mabu. The ganze Welt is one shtik chet. If before we spoke about Bitois Bnei Yisrael Mi'olai, the Welt, ever since World War I, has gone berserk. Berserk in Ganzen. One Shtik Chet. The ganze Welt is one Shtik Pesach Beis Zoyno. There's a Chiv Harchoke. The Aleph Beis. A person wants to keep Torah, wants to keep Kodesh nowadays. There's one way. Kishbuch tells us the Mahalach. I'll teach you how. I put the Parshas Soito right next to Parshas Nozir. Hareini melamedcha, I'll teach you the rules. Hal shalei techta. You stay 10 steps away from the chet. You don't go into a matziv of chet, even close to chet. Now there's a rule. As we discussed this in the Sugya HaGemara in Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be Moisif, Gdorim, and Siyogim according to each and every individual, according to his situation. Afilu the level of Prishus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the halacha, the third day of Shlesh Magbol, Kadosh Baruch Hu also wanted it to come from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. It's Baruch Kishemesh that today Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us such hard nisyonis. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be most of the gedorim. We can't come and we can't say, well, is there anything wrong to sit in a room biyichud with a computer? Absolutely not. Because avada, does it fit in hilchas iser yichud? Is a computer an eishes ish? No. I remember the story of Shimshon Pink is a chayin levracha. I heard from him. He says, if we would have a Bez Nagodl nowadays, some of them would ask to Yichud with a computer. Mahanishkin Bez Nagodl. Akadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be us. Wants it to be Avrami. Every single, he wants it to come from us. Akadosh Baruch Hu left us without a Bez Nagodl already. Since Hillel HaAchron, we're Berach 650 years since the last Sanhedrin. Can make takonis. Chassimus HaTalmud had a din of a Bez Nagodl, which it's almost 1500 years since Chassimus HaTalmud, Gandik. But Kadosh Baruch Hu expects every one of us midilei to make gedorim, to make siyogim. It is poshut. It's an aleph base. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us in the Torah. Megdorah makes yogim. And a person shouldn't think, well, ich bin tor, ich bin kodesh. Of course you're tor and kodesh until chas v'shalom you come into a nisayin. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a nazir to go around the kerem, Allah has kama v'kama, something which nafshe shalodam is misavet to it, arayis, how the person has to be misrachik. And if specifically after a person is so surrounded and involved and was nichshal and as a shaykh is to chet, how much more he has to be misrachik from chet? It's possible that a person is mechuyev to make gedorim and siyogim on his own. And a person also has to live with reality, to know who he is and what he is, and not to be embarrassed from it either. There was a bocher who discussed with me the hardship of his going home bein hazmanim. He says, "Lamaisa, it's bor kishemeshtim, at kama he'll go home. At home, yes. Unfiltered internet, he'll be nechshal and chait." I mean, until it came out was also a ganze meaning. Shom aleichem, yeah. We're on the same boat. Nechet esef avos nisht. Avad the poshet. You know, the big marriage. I said, could you tell that to your parents? Nah. I said, why can't you just tell them? Abba. You know. When you go to sleep at 1 o'clock at night, you know, you leave me at home and more than in the dining room, the computer I'm able to get onto Kol Shmut Shboilam. More than that, the computer's in my bedroom. How am I not supposed to be Nichshal Chait? Why can't you tell it to him? He's gonna, I'm so embarrassed. I'm trying to give encouragement to something almost impossible for Bochur Nebuch to do. Mayasa ben velo yechto. Is it a pella? I'm supposed to be so orangutan and learning that I'll be able to be misgaber. Very nice. Meicha teisa. Because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and told us how to be Misrachim from Chet by taking 10 steps away. I don't have to get into gruesome details. I mean, most Talmidim probably don't share with me Nisyanus which they go through, and they don't have to, and they shouldn't. A person has to learn how to stand up and challenge on his own. Nothing's wrong in asking help. But it doesn't have to wait till a Talmid who, a Mitzuyan Otsum, in the Shtat of Maishurim, that he come married with two children, and they both come. And they both come to me, and she's Eish Lahov Nebach. She caught her husband, a bocher gelernt b'hasmod niflo. And I tell myself, Avrami, yes, you're a Rebbe to this tire. He's a pure tiring gemal. So the bocher, he breaks down with me, and we're sitting, and he's crying his eyes out to me. He says, Rebbe, he says, you don't know how hard it was for me as a bocher. My parents' only computer was in my bedroom. And I'm... Yes, I've tried everything. I'm a total addict. I can't be purged from chait. And there's no, you can't. You absolutely could. It's demanded from you, and you're able to do it. If you go through, you gotta do it right. The aleph base is akaras chait for such a person. Okay, let's hope for those of us who are not addicted yet. The Mavish has a lot of people. But we have all the potential within ourselves to become addicts. At Kama, we're physically healthy human beings. There's no reason for it not to happen. And a person has to be misrachik from the chait. Just like once a person is nichshal, you have to. Hakaras hachait is the aleph base of tikkun. And this young man Abach is divorced today. Why? Why is he divorced today? Because as much as he was makir, he wasn't makir enough. He said, I'm okay already. And he wasn't okay already. Just like the tikkun, I have to go into gruesome details, but it's important maybe yes to speak about it. Just like the tikkun of someone who's nebuch, a shver addict, is that kama, he's makir, chatoi negdi tamid, to know how that he has to live with reality, I'm in a shver matziv. So too, lahavdil, Because it's la'avdil. Because Baruch Hashem is someone who's nebach not so much in the rut, has to know. But he also has to know that he has to be makir the potential of chait. This is a tremendous potential of chait. And HaKadosh Baruch with his avatars gave us this week's parsha. He put two parshas next to each other. And there's nothing more beautiful than the lashon of the Medrash in Parshas Shmos. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini melamedcho, I'll teach you how to not to be shaloi techto lefonai. How you won't be choyte lefonai. How? You're misrachik. You're misrachik. There's no brera. You gotta speak to your parents. Well, I thought I'm sending you to yeshiva. I thought I would. Thank you. Because if not, I would bichlal look like the goyish neighbor down the street with three earrings in each ear and something in my nose. And I would be a behemoth gasser. And I might have killed you one day. So Baruch Hashem, I'm not holding by that. And Torah purified me so much that it gave me the guts and the koyach to turn to you and say, Abba, I don't want to slip. I don't want you to have an unfiltered computer. And if you're holding by this, if it's by being not being nichshal, being okay, it's not my business what you're doing with all of this, how you're managing. I can't manage. I'm on a madrega, yes, I'm about madrega, to be honest, and say, it's shver, it's not shver, it's impossible. I want to be tohor, I want to be kodosh. I don't want to be nichshal and chait. And I know the path. Stay away. Don't wait till it's hard. I'm going to be bored, ben hazmanim. I'm not gonna have chaverim. I'm gonna be feeling in a rut, and I'm gonna be looking for an occupation, what to do. And even if I have a chavrusa in the longest for 4 hours, and I have a chasugya that chapni, and there was an hour a day that I'm shed a gishmak in learning, but there's another 23 hours in the day. And if I'm bored, I'm not in the yeshiva matziv. I'm not davening the way I daven. I'm back at home. I have to live with realia, and don't. And Abba, I'm smarter than most kids. Don't give me some filter. Give me a filter that attack it doesn't is foolproof. Trust me, I'm a smart kid. I got a good education from you guys. You gave me good genes with seichel. With 15 minutes, I crack the regular filters. I need something better than that. Be honest. Be open. And if not, you have to be honest and open with yourself. You can't do that. You got to do something else. You got to do that so it's going to work. You can't allow yourself to slip. We have the formula of how to save ourselves. We're living in crazy times. Kishboko put us in these times because he believes in us that we can make it through. We can do it right. And what's expected from us is not just to be tohor and kodosh, which is poshut that we have to be, and that's what we make a brocha. Shekud shon mitzvayis of anatilas yudaim every morning. That even on the level of tumas yudaim, we're not nechshav. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us. Oki mibneichem lenevim bachureichem lenazirim. Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be a shevet Levi. We're part of the shevet Levi. We're zoicha to sit learning yeshiva. We should be zoicha to be a matzav of yorim mishpatecha liyakov. To be a taroscha liyisrael. Every one of us sitting in this room has to become a teacher of Torah. To spread Yiddishkeit. To teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful Torah to his children. Klal Yisrael has been taken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from their heritage. Klal Yisrael has been robbed of their heritage. We're mechuyev to be meishiv aveda lebaaleo. To be machzeh the gneva back to those it was stolen from. The Sitra Achr, the Samech Mem, stole Kedusha away from Klal Yisrael. It's our chiyuv to bring Kedusha back to Klal Yisrael. We have a tafkid. On an individual level, push it. And on a national level as well. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this generation, and you're greater than me. Kadosh Baruch Hu put you, you're younger than me. In a matziv, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to live up to the task. To be matzliach in the tafkid he gave us. If he put us here, obviously we could be matzliach and be oimin in this nisoyen. A good Shabbos.